Good morning, MGTOW man. This is a sort of, I don't know, like what you've got in other parts of the world. But this is at a chemist warehouse. I tend to be rather circumspect on anything to do with Aldi. Because their pricing's, well, it might say a little packet like this, sort of, you know, that sort of size. They'll say, oh, $10 for 60 tablets, you know. We won't nitpick about, you know, $9.98 or $10.22, you know, or, you know, $8.75, you know. We'll just fucking round it to $10, right? So 10 pills of multivitamins or glucosamine hydrochloride is about $10. Well, over at Chemist Warehouse, the men's multivitamins, 100 capsules, that's was $11.69 compared to, say, $10 at Aldi for 60 capsules, you know, 60 tablets, right? I've never bought vitamin C at Aldi, but here's 500 tablets of 500 milligrams, and that was $13, you know. And here's the glucosamine hydrochloride, which is for, you know, it's supposed to help arthritic joints and bits and pieces. And Aldi was like $10, I think, for fucking 60 tablets. And here's 400 tablets for $25, you know. So that's not a bad thing, you know. So, you know, with Aldi, always do your fucking sums. And we have a company called JCar in Australia, and they're selling these at the moment, the power banks, which are 10 amp power banks. And because they got so, this, I don't know about all the stores, but there are a few of them, and they got a shitload of them in, and they turned out really cheap because they bought so much. But this is a 10 amp power bank. And the last one I bought from Kmart started swelling, and I don't know about the actual battery chemistry, but lithium ion or lithium polymer batteries, I don't know which one. Some are sort of inert, but others, they tend to go fucking bang and psh. And if that happens while it's sitting inside your car, car's going to be sort of burning to the ground, you know. Or your house, you know. So I needed one because, and oddly enough, this is about the same size and shape as my phone, so I can piggyback this across. You know, just stick this to the back of the fucking phone, more or less. It's mainly for long trips, you know, because, if I do a couple of online meetings, you know, yeah, they're fucking hard to come by. And this is a compass scriber thing. And the original nut and bolt that went through there, the thread stripped out. And so I had to drill it out and put a little high tensile bolt in there. But what happened was that was a real pain in the ass to do up and undo a tiny little high tensile nut on a tiny little high tensile bolt to adjust this, you know. And I went to the bolt shop and they had wing nuts for really tiny little high tensile bolts. So I got two sets of those, which is really handy. And what else? The great sage of all heaven. I'll put this onto a part two, because I can join them.